Hello, Sartell St. Stephen community. This is Mike Rivard, your superintendent, and I'm excited to welcome you to another episode of the Saber Speaks podcast. Today, we're shining a spotlight on our essential part of our students' experiences, athletics, and activities. This season has been full of memorable moments in our athletic and activity programs, and with winter right around the corner, we're looking forward to the excitement ahead. Joining me today are two of our district's outstanding leaders in activities and athletics who bring a wealth of experience and dedication to supporting our students' passions and goals both on and off the field. First, I'm thrilled to introduce Bruce Thompson, our activities director at Sartell High School. Bruce plays a critical role in developing and supporting high school sports and extracurricular activities. He fosters both a competitive spirit and a culture of inclusivity for all of our kids. We're also joined by Jen Traver, our athletics director at Sartell Middle Schools, our activities director at Sartell Middle Schools. Jen works tirelessly to ensure our younger kids have many varied opportunities to explore their interests, to build teamwork, and develop skills that prepare them for their transition into high school. So together, Bruce and Jen will share insights on how this fall season went, celebrate some of our key successes, and give us a sneak peek at what's in store for the winter season. Whether you're a parent, student, or community member, I hope this conversation gives you a sense of the incredible programs that helps make Sartell St. Stephen such a vibrant and supportive community. So let's dive in. Bruce and Jen, thanks for joining me today.
Good to be here.
Yes, excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, my first question is, what are some of the highlights and some of those proud moments from fall sports and activities season? And are there any standout accomplishments or stories that you'd like to share with our community?
Sure, I'll start. A couple things I want to highlight. One is most recently, Andrew Barrett, a cross-country runner, took fourth at sections and this past weekend participated in the state tournament down at the University of Minnesota. He represented our cross-country team and our school, did an excellent job. I want to highlight boys soccer, Central Lakes Conference champions for back-to-back years. We're going to graduate a great core of seniors who have helped shape and lead our program, but excited for the future there. On the volleyball court, Gabby Schumann, a junior, broke the record for digs in a season with 488. And actually, girls swim and dive is still going. So they traveled to Brainerd this weekend for sections after finishing second in the conference and advancing to True Team State, where they competed against some of the best teams in the state. I also want to highlight our fall signing day. So on November 13th, we have five students who have committed to play college athletics. Sam Lundy is going to Concordia St. Paul for boys golf. Gwen Latinsky is going to Sioux Falls for girls golf. Zoe Lane, who is a state runner in track, is going to lacrosse. Kennedy Jake, soccer player, going to Northern State. And Braden Simmons is staying in central Minnesota and will be playing baseball at St. Cloud State. So lots of awesome things happen in athletics. And then I want to highlight our fall play, 12 Angry Jurors. They had three performances for the public. We had great crowds, and our students did an outstanding job performing.
Yeah, super proud of all of our kids, and some of those highlights are awesome. And those kids and their parents, I'm sure, are super proud of what's coming up for them in the future. Jen, anything that you'd like to add?
Well, SMS, or Sartell Middle School, had over 260 kids participate in fall sport or activity, which is about a third of our middle school population. We did launch our 7th and 8th grade musical, Shrek Jr., which we brought back Mr. Sakars to orchestrate that performance, and those performances are coming up November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And those performances are free to the public. So really encourage, if you would like to get a little taste of some of our middle schoolers performing. And then too, we launched our new registration management program through our schools, and we have been able to navigate that. And I think in the big picture, we're going to have more success, more accessibility with our new program that's running. And I will give a shout out to our middle school parents that were very patient with me and the launch of our school's activity registration, because there were a few little moments there, but they were able to trust me and we got the job done. So our schools is where we will register our students from here on out.
Well, that's wonderful, Jen. We so appreciate the work that both of you do. Jen, as you think about all the varied programs that we do provide for our students in Sartell St. Stephen, how do you see the impact of these programs on our students' personal and their academic lives?
Well, I, as you can probably guess, I'm very passionate about the middle schooler experience and understanding that there is a truly a base for them to be able to go into the high school and become the person that they were meant to be. But anytime a young person can have a positive adult role model in their lives, I think is a win. So we are lucky enough to have many of our middle school activities run by our middle school and high school teachers themselves. And the middle schoolers are learning how to communicate, how to be a teammate, how to balance academics and activities. And all of these skill sets are really essential to not only be a successful high schooler, but I think a successful human and be leaders. And that's really what we're asking kids to really set the foundation for. So I think anytime that we can have activities offered to students, it's a win.
Thanks, Jen. I do think that our whole community knows how important that is. Bruce, as you reflect back on the fall, how has the community and school spirit been? And were there any particular events or games where you felt the support was especially impactful?
Yes, we had great crowds when you talk students, but then also community at football and volleyball and soccer and tennis. So we're grateful for the support. It helps with the warm weather. We were very fortunate to have some really great weather. And a couple things I want to highlight. One is in our soccers, we did, since I've been here, this is the first time, we did a doubleheader on a Tuesday night where we had boys and girls playing on the same night, and they made it youth night. So we had girls and boys, youth soccer players from Sartell that were out at the fields, standing by the girls and boys for the anthem, doing a tunnel as they get announced. It was a really cool experience. We had middle school students wearing their jerseys and having pride in being there. So that was a success. Our goal is to try and, you know, do that once or twice a year, is to have a doubleheader and really bring the whole soccer community together. Another unique thing we did in volleyball and swim is we had teacher appreciation night, where we had teachers from Sartell High School, the middle school, and Riverview who had made an impact on one of our students. They got announced and either got to walk out on the court or on the pool deck, and the announcer read something, a positive thing about that teacher. And so it's really cool to see the impact that our educators and our teachers have on our students. And then the third thing that comes to mind is our tackle cancer football game.
Yes.
We were able to beat the St. Cloud Tech Tigers 34-14. But bigger than that is we were able to raise awareness and funds. We raised over $10,000 for cancer research. The stands were pinked out. St. Cloud Tech and Sartell worked together to raise some of those funds. St. Cloud Subaru and St. Cloud Financial were sponsors and helped really make that night special, and it was bigger than football. And so it was really great to see the community come together together to make a positive experience for everybody involved.
Yeah. Real remarkable evening that night, and just to see the joy of our students and our families on the field afterwards, after that victory, was a truly a celebration. Many of our listeners wonder about your jobs. Beyond the scheduling of activities and officials, there are many other aspects in leading your departments. And one of the most important is your work with coaches and advisors. So I'm wondering, how do you support coaches and activity advisors to ensure they have the resources, the professional development needed to create the positive, impactful experiences that our students in Sartell St. Stephen have?
For me, Dr. Rivard, that's one of the highlights. I love working with students, but I like being able to make an impact with our coaches. We talk a lot about, you know, two things. One is having a growth mindset. And so whether you're a first-year head coach or advisor, or you've been in our district for 20 years, how do you get better? How do you continue to grow as students change and over time? How do you get better? And the other part is building relationships. It's so important for our coaches and advisors to build relationships with our students, which then can lead to how do I motivate this student? What's important to this student? How do I get the best out of them? So that's the fun part. And you know, some of the things we do is in the summer we had a head coach's professional development meeting where we went over best practices. We actually split up into small groups and had younger head coaches with older head coaches, different sports, and talked about, you know, what do you cover with your parents? How do you work with multi-sport student athletes? How do you provide the best experience possible? What communication forms do you use? So that was really helpful. We have a head coaches meeting for all of our sports or seasons. So we do a fall, winter, spring. I do a one-on-one recap with all coaches and advisors to connect with them after their season has been completed, to, you know, recap it, figure out what we did really well and how can we improve things moving forward. We also encourage all of our coaches and advisors to take advantage of conferences and seminars. Many of our coaches go down to the state tournament or go to different conferences throughout the year, again, to try and get better and learn new things that are going to be positive for student athletes. And then lastly, we've recently partnered with Premier Sports Psychology to help our coaches get more support and training for how to support our athletes and our students mentally, but then also from a performance standpoint. And so we're excited to kind of pilot that program and see how that works for our winter and spring athletes.
Lots of things going on for both of you. I know that, and we're real fortunate to have you spending your days and many of your evenings out on our campuses and supporting our student athletes and all of our students. Jen, as we look to the winter, what students, coaches, and staff are working on to ensure we have a successful and enjoyable season?
Well, there's always lots going on. And if you didn't know, girls basketball for middle school actually started October 21st, which was the Monday after our little fall break. And so we actually, on November 7th, have a jamboree at Sauk Rapids Rice Middle School to start off our season. Our emphasis for the winter sports meeting was the involvement of activities is not just putting on a jersey, it's about being a leader, whether it's in the classroom or it's on a field of play. And so the representation and that is a big responsibility, and just trying to navigate not only with parents but also student athletes, that they're not only representing their school but they're also the community and their family, and that is an expectation that they're doing all the time, whether they're in the lunchroom or in the classroom. And so just understanding that with this opportunity comes some responsibility. And so we just hope that our SMS students start to take more of a positive leadership role within the classroom or just around the community, to try and shift it just from playing a game to being part of the game and part of the solutions. Not only on the court, but also in the building itself. So that's what we are kind of trying to work towards. I know that that's a goal for us as an administrative team, and SMS is just trying to provide leadership opportunities for kids, especially in the middle school.
Thanks, Jen. I think about the excitement of the snow's coming as a couple of old hockey guys, Bruce. Yeah. And this becomes a pretty exciting time of year. So building excitement for winter sports, how are you building excitement for the upcoming winter season? Are there any events or special traditions that students and families can look forward to?
Well, it's kind of crazy that girls swim and dive is still going, but we've had dance, who's been going for 2 weeks at the high school. Dance is coming off their 20th straight trip to the state tournament, so they've been going strong. Girls hockey started last week, so we're already, things are moving, but we're really excited for winter sports. We've been using, for those of you, if you don't follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we've really been trying to highlight our sports and our coaches and our teams with schedule graphics, highlighting any new coaches that we have and kind of putting some goals out there for what they're looking for in the season. So I'd encourage you to follow us there. But our teams are really excited. We have gymnastics, boys hockey, girls basketball start next week. Winter is also when we have a lot of our activities. So robotics will start in January, who took third in state last year and went to Worlds. Speech, Knowledge Bowl, which went to the state tournament last year. Mock trial, we have a new advisor who's a local attorney that I think is going to be great with our students. So we're really excited. A few events. Winter Wonderland is December 20th, so it's early this year. But Student Council and Ms. Fredrickson will be putting that on. We have Girls Hockey Youth Night is December 3rd versus the St. Cloud Crush. Last year we had a packed house at the Shields Athletic Sports Complex, which is pretty cool to see a full arena early in December. We also are doing a doubleheader for hockey, which we haven't done in the past before. With the success from soccer, we're trying that with hockey this year, as well as we host conference dance in November, as well as conference swimming in February, and we host the Granite City Classic breakdown tournament right after Christmas. So we have a bunch of events throughout the winter that will be taking place at Sartell High School or at one of our schools in the district, and we're really excited.
Yeah. Winter can be such a busy time for students, and I'm hearing that more and more as we continue our conversation. And I know for our kids, balancing academics and extracurricular commitments is a huge thing for both them and their families. From both of you, what advice or strategies do you offer students to help balance their athletic, extracurricular, and academic commitments during this season?
I think for our middle school students and parents, I think communication is key. I think one of the skill sets that we try to promote as young academics and people that are involved in extracurricular have to do is that they have to communicate. So if I'm leaving early for a basketball game, I need to talk to my teacher. Do if it's not clear what time the bus leaves, can I have a communication to my coach? Those kind of things. So making sure that there's a clear line of communication, not only between myself, the coach, and the parent, but also the kid, the student athlete themselves, being part of that communication plan. What did I miss? You know, sending a Schoology message to the teacher. What did I miss so they can stay on top of things? Understanding that when student athletes do get overwhelmed, that they can use communication to help them navigate those things, and myself and their teachers, our school counselors, can give them strategies to navigate when they are feeling overwhelmed and feeling as though they can't put an emphasis on academics that we would strive for. So communication and pushing them in a positive direction towards those communication and how to use those communication tools that we have, I think is key, especially for middle school.
Yeah. Bruce, anything to add?
I think at the high school, like one of the things that I would, you know, give a recommendation or advice would be to use your resources. Being that you're part of a club or an organization or a team or an activity, is your advisor, your coach, they care about you. And so if you need help to work with them, to work with our teachers, if you need additional help, I struggle with math. I still struggle with math. And so therefore getting, you know, help from a teacher or a tutor or during Saber time, being able to go see a teacher and seek out some help during the school day where then you still can make it to practice or your activity on time. But I think utilizing your resources, and the counselors do a fantastic job at Sartell High School. And then time management, trying to use your time as wisely as you can. And if you can do that, I think you can be very successful.
Well, this has been about all the time we have for today. Thank you, Bruce and Jen, for sharing your insights and passion. I sense it for our students and the programs that we have. It's inspiring to me to hear about the hard work and planning and dedication that goes into making each season a success. And it's clear that our athletics and our activities have a lasting impact on our students, both in school and beyond. So as we wrap up, I want to thank our listeners again, whether you're a student, a parent, or community member, for your continued support and engagement. The strength of our programs truly depends on the collaborative spirit that defines Sartell St. Stephen, and we're grateful to be part of such an active and enthusiastic community. So with winter sports and activities just around the corner, there's so much to look forward to, and I hope to see many of you out cheering on our students, celebrating their hard work. Until next time, this is Mike Rivard reminding you to stay connected, stay involved, and go Sabres.